Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget, we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Unfortunately, not for Facebook friends. Facebook has banned Dimitri Graffiti because of issues with the music that we play and the royalties and all that kind of stuff. But download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now the force multiplier of truth. You can also see the show, but not Dimitri Graffiti. Facebook live stream, go to my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V, and it's the one with the more than 8,000 followers. I cannot accept any more friend requests. Facebook has maxed me out at 5,000, but you can follow me. So by all means, please do so if you would. a little more on this plandemic thing. Have you noticed how all of us who did not take that poison, that vaccine, have you noticed that we're all still alive? Have you noticed that? I noticed that. I'm still alive. They said we'd all be dead or near death. But we're all alive. We're all doing fine. And not just the Amish, the rest of us as well. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed the people in your lives who took the vaccine? Who got the jab and the boosters and everything else? Have you noticed how sick they are these days? One thing after another. Have you noticed that? There's several people in my life who are near and dear to me, who were all in with the Moderna vaccine. It was actually even worse than Pfizer. And it seemed, not all of them, but many of them, it seems that every other week they have some sort of sickness. Didn't used to be like that. Now, is this my experience typical or atypical? Is it just a fluke that I happen to know people who took the vaccine and now are almost constantly sick with this, that, or the other? Or maybe it's a common thing. I don't know. But ask yourself this. If you were one of the people who took the vaccine and the booster and everything else, have you been sicker these days than you had been before you started with those vaccines? And the different people in your life, the ones who took the vaccine, the ones who got the jab, are they sicker these days? Now, in my world, the people who never took the jab are just as healthy as they've ever been, starting with me. I've yet to read any reports about a mass die-off of Amish or Orthodox Jews who also didn't want to take the vaccine or lots of other subsets. But there are an awful lot of patriots, an awful lot of people who share my beliefs, libertarian, small government, stay the hell out of our lives. A lot of people like me who wanted nothing to do with that jab. And as far as I can tell, we're all just as healthy as can be. We were all supposed to be dead. But it seems like the opposite is happening. And the rates of turbo cancers and myocarditis and everything else, and young people dropping like flies, the rates have been skyrocketing. Don't take my word for it. Just look at the reports. Lots of reports that are being published on X Twitter. This is no accident. I don't believe. I'm certainly no expert. I'm not giving any medical advice. But just as a professional talk show host, a high school graduate talking into a microphone, which is what I am. I am a high school graduate talking into a microphone. I'm also an idiot. It is my belief that that jab has done much more harm than we could ever comprehend than good. Frankly, I hope I'm wrong. But I just had another conversation with another dear friend of mine who is sick yet again. And I cannot help but wonder. I can't prove it. I mean, how on earth do I prove it? But I cannot help but wonder if it was that damn jab and those boosters and all the insanity, all the hype that went along with that. Oh, you got to get this. You got to get that. And, you know, this the vaccine and boosters and this, that, and the other. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe it's just, you know, a crazy numbers thing that really has no bearing with the real world that I don't know. But it is my impression that the people who did not get the vaccine are just as healthy as they've ever been, starting with me. And the ones who did get it, many of the ones, not all, but many of the ones who did, are suffering with things that they never had suffered with before. Just saying. So much more to get to. We're not going to be able to get to all of it today. Hancock County Schools, they are the poster boy for ending real estate taxation in the state. Also, Windsor Manor, roach infested. Golly, there's a shocker. We'll be talking about that tomorrow and so much more. And, of course, the rhino-run Ohio County GOP fails yet again. These undocumented Democrats pretending to be Republicans failed to open up the primary to allow Democrat voters to pick Republican candidates. So victory for the good guys. Okay, we've got to say goodbye in the Facebook Live stream because we're going to get ready for Dimitri Graffiti. Please share this everywhere, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so saying goodbye to them, ending the broadcast, and done. Please share this everywhere. Dimitri Graffiti is coming up. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325. Follow the rules of engagement. You can say or do pretty much anything you want within those rules of engagement, but do not try to interact with a host. That would be me. Don't say hello. Hello. Anybody there? Hello.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, the Muscle Man Randy Savage, and you're right on the run, you're right there. Yeah, you know what, man, I know others who took in the vac and need a jab, and they're sick all the time, man, and you know what, they don't take no jabs, they don't even do no nothing. And guess what, oh, funny man, you dig it?
As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstance, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti.
It's not just the thing about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom. Because with freedom comes obligations and responsibilities. You cannot just say, I have the right to the X, Y, and Z, when you affect other people.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that. right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.